Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. When you pray, go away by yourself, shut the door behind you, and pray to your Father in private. Then your Father, who sees everything, will reward you. Jesus was reacting against the people who made a great show of their praying. They prayed in the synagogues and at street corners because they were looking for an audience. Jesus obviously wasn't saying that it was wrong to pray in synagogues and at street corners, but it was wrong to turn prayer into a religious act, totally focused on people and not on God. Jesus drew attention to the importance of private prayer because this reveals where the heart is. Without that personal relationship with God, prayer has no meaning. It's just an act. Jesus' continual concern was with what we would call religion. He could see that many of the most religious people in his society lived their lives furthest away from God. The word religion means to bind back. It ties people down to a particular set of beliefs and practices, but it's easy for religion to become merely a performance. Jesus' desire was to renew people's hearts. Through their relationship with God, they would want to honour and serve him. At the end of the day, anyone can pray a long prayer, or give money, or fast, but what matters is where their heart is. In recent years, there have been many Christian leaders who've put on an impressive performance, but who've been later discovered to be abusing people or embezzling funds. We must always be desperately disappointed when these things happen. However, we should never be surprised, because we're all aware of the power and destructiveness of the sin that lurks in all of our lives. Such sad moments should drive us back to Jesus' teaching here in the Sermon on the Mount, reminding us that what we all need is to spend time with our Heavenly Father in private. Without this, we run the risk of going off track. So let me ask you a question. Where do you find it best to have your quiet time with God? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, help us to live so close to you that our words and actions flow out of our relationship with you. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles as well, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day.